Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I know most people, this is how politicians think. As a matter of fact, it was Adolf Hitler, of all people, that said it's a good thing for people in power that the people don't think. And it's also a good thing for corrupt politicians that the long-term memory of those that put them in office or those that they want you to pretend that they put into office, like Joe Biden, treasonous Joe. It's interesting, folks. They depend upon the short-term memories of the American people. Well, the reason I'm bringing that up is because we all heard as to what took place in Maui. I want to give you a little refresher course just so you don't forget who did the attacking, who did the destroying over there in Maui. I want you to check it out. And again, I want you to hear it for yourself, so let's listen to this.
The media's lack of interest in the whole Maui story. I've been in this business for 30 years. I'm stunned, but I'm not surprised. The incident seems to be the story here, right? But the true story, the media knows, it is not allowed to tell. Is it a coincidence that the Maui police chief is the same man who was in charge in Las Vegas during that massacre that killed 58 people? Is it a coincidence that the Maui property, owned by millions and billionaires, wasn't touched by the flames while homes of the locals all burned?
What she fails to also mention is how the media hasn't even once interviewed a grieving parent. Not a single parent looking for their children. Not a single interview with a child. Not a single interview with the schools.
Was it a coincidence that the largest system of outdoor emergency sirens in the world never made a sound as the fires devoured Lahaina? Was it a coincidence that at the same time, very same time, all the water was turned off? Was it a coincidence that police were ordered to block off streets and to funnel all the cars trying to escape? Think about this coincidence. That governor also signed an emergency proclamation on July 17th, 3 weeks before the fire, about housing of all things. Is it a coincidence that the government put up a black fence around Lahaina, or that the FAA grounded all drones from flying over the affected areas? Is it a coincidence that since at least 2011 there have been plans to make Maui the first smart city run by 100% renewable energy? And it must be a coincidence then that the locals whose homes did not burn are now being evicted from their property. And of course, a total coincidence that all the fact checkers who are checking these facts who say everything I just told you is just a coincidence are also owned and run by BlackRock.
There you go. So, folks, again, I mean, you know, conspiracy theories, I've run out of all of my theories. I need some more. When you look at Scripture, I want you to listen carefully. This is why, again, this is happening. If you want the answers, folks, that's all you have to do is look to the Word of God. It will give you the answers. If you want foretelling, that's all you have to do is look to the prophets. If you want to know why things are going to hell in a handbasket, literally, that's all you have to do is look to Scripture. If you want the answers and you want to bring a resolve to all of these issues that brought and has been bringing our country into the hell that it's becoming today, that's all you have to do is look to the resolve found in the Word of God. But if you don't want to do that, this is going to keep happening, okay? When you look at Jeremiah 11:9, which I make reference to quite a bit, it says, there is a conspiracy among the people, okay? Now I want you to listen to verse 10. They have returned to their sins, the sins of their ancestors who refused to listen to my words. They have followed other gods to serve them. They have broken my covenant that I made with their ancestors. Why is America in trouble today, friends? It's because of what I just noted in Scripture. It's not difficult to figure out what's going on. I was just having a conversation with somebody last night. They called and asked me a question about what was going on in Texas. I said, it's an absolute and complete provocation of war. And I said, look who's bringing forth the provocation. This isn't a foreign country. Well, the American people are being told by the mainstream media through the distractors, the useful idiots, whatever you want to call them, concerning what's going on in other countries, keep in mind it's your country and you Americans that are under attack by your said representative government. This isn't a foreign government, friends, though they are acting foreign to the U.S. Constitution, no question about it. And really what it comes back to, if you understand that your rights come from God and that the Lord gave you commandments in keeping them, His statutes unto His judgments and how to deal with the crimes of those that are being committed against you today, if you don't want to deal with it and bring about resolve, that's fine because judgment is ensuing. The tsunami is here. It's destroying at will. But again, we don't want to listen to the voice of the prophets. We don't want to listen to the voice or the words of the Lord concerning this covenant. Well, because there's too many people that told us that that's a thing of the past. Well, is it a thing of the past? No, absolutely it's not a thing of the past, as you can well see, in any sense of the word. I want to tell you this because this just popped up on my site just a moment ago, and I'll highlight this in a moment. You have a massive, this is brand new, this is 31 minutes ago, massive Chinese invasion at the U.S. southern border. Now, you also understand that nobody's attacking the law more than the federal government right now, right? And don't get the impression that Abbott and Biden are at war with each other. They are not. They're both importing these illegals. They're not deporting them. Okay? Don't deceive yourself. Just call it for what it is. You have eyes to see. You have ears to hear. But this should come as no surprise, folks, because during the 1990s, you had a Bill and Hillary Clinton that had something called Chinagate. As a matter of fact, that's in fact why he was being impeached, Article 2, Section 4, for his treasonous acts, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And if you want to find out what I mean scripturally, just go ahead and look at Luke 22:48. But Bill Clinton was selling secrets to the military Chinese. He was selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese military. It was called Chinagate. Okay? And look what's happening here, friends, and it should come as no surprise, folks, that the agenda is going forward because what started back in the 90s is continuously going forward today. Now we see a massive Chinese invasion, and it's not just the Chinese, mind you. It's also others that are coming into America. And I'll show you this right now. Terrorists caught illegally crossing the border was allowed to roam free for nearly a year, memo says. And you also might want to take note, folks, that the individual, if you look at the bottom right screen, you'll see this for a moment, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, but the suspected terrorist at Texas border, he works for Mossad in the UNRWA. He's Hamas. He was the one that told the American journalist that it's none of his business, he's too stupid to figure it out, and you're going to know who I am soon enough. That's what's happening in your backyard right now, and this, by the way, is why we're being censored right now, because they don't want you to know who the
ready
enemy
to
is.
Set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Call in, you can do that. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to give you guys a quick download concerning what's going on across the country, the information that's been left out purposely so they can continuously drive the narrative. Again, listen and learn. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. You're seeing this on the political front. Now it's with two new politicians. Actually, it's Trump and another one, and Nikki Haley, and they're all, you know, I guess I would beg the question, friends, what are they different? They don't. They're driving the narrative because it's controlled opposition. They're driving it just like pro wrestlers do on the ring. That's why none other than Jesse Ventura, former governor from the state of Minnesota, said that politics and pro wrestling are identical. It's exactly what's happening. 1,000 other presidential candidates for you to pick from, and the only thing you're hearing about from right now is Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Okay? Fear. Fear. No question about it. I'm saying fear. You need to fear. Because they're going to go ahead and put it back into the hands of someone that's been there before that did the opposite of what he promised to do so he can attempt to finish the job. So all you have to do is judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16-20. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 as well. Read that one when you get a moment. I want you to check this out. Massive Chinese invasion at the U.S. southern border. This has been going on for a long time in this country by your politicians. Again, I was just highlighting during the last segment how Bill Clinton had nothing to do with his adultery, and the fact of the matter is he is an adulterer. I want you to think about that as well. If he's not faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife. If he's not going to be faithful to his wife, he's not going to be faithful to his country, right? That's the seventh commandment, Exodus 20. Read it when you get a moment. Furthermore, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6:9 that adulterers shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's right. Okay, so what are they doing? If they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God and they're not faithful to God, which direction are they leading us, right? Or at least to those that are paying attention to their lying propaganda narrative. But again, it was ChinaGate. It had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky, with Bill Clinton. He was selling Chinese American military secrets. I don't know why people didn't look behind the curtain on this one, but that's in fact what happened. And it's continuously going forward incrementally. This is the judgment of God upon a disobedient nation. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and read that in just a moment. But we also found out that the terrorists are now caught illegally crossing the border. He was allowed to roam free for nearly a year, memo says. And I want you to also keep in mind, while you're being distracted between that of what's going on in the Middle East, it's your government that's paying for both sides of that war, number one. Number two is they're distracting you. Well, they're warring against anybody that dares stand up against illegal invaders into our country. Put this together. Confusion goes, folks. The Bible promises us those that believe on the Lord will not be confounded. When you stay in the Word, you feed on the bread of life, John 6:35. You can see over the top of this. After all, we're made more than conquerors, Romans 8:37. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4. And the Bible also tells us, as he is, so are we, in 1 John. So therefore, he gives us eyes to see. He gives us ears to hear, to see, and to cut through all the confusion. Who is the terrorist, Americans? Terrorism's original definition is what? Government by intimidation. Joe Biden recently, just for the record, we're told they're playing their little shenanigans, right? The little WWF at its very worst between Abbott and him. While Abbott and the lieutenant governor, they're doing the biddings of Joe Biden by bringing them into America, not deporting them, but importing them. It's interesting to note that these truckers that went out there, did you know that Joe Biden now, treasonous Joe, no surprise here, right? Treasonous Joe just said that he's going to cut off the gas supply so that the people can't go there and fight off the illegal invaders. Boy, what happened to that narrative that they've been throwing on the American people over the last 20-some years in this country since September 11, 2001? Now it's completely turned on the American people, but here at the Sons of Liberty Radio and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we've been telling you that for 20 years, haven't we? Yep, we are, and here we are. Things getting better for you? Is your disobedience, American, is it getting better for you? Or is it getting worse? I'm just curious. I just would like to know. It tells us in Deuteronomy 28, going to a new scripture verse for you here. It says in verse 48, moreover, all these curses shall come on thee and pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed, because you didn't listen unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. They weren't suggestions, they were commandments, okay? And in the meantime, the tsunami continuously floods into America. You've seen this, didn't you? Liberty One just decided to highlight, and good for them, who director, he's terror-tied, he's a criminal, he's a war criminal. He calls for a worldwide pandemic panic, okay? Who's creating all this, friends? Just curious. Just want to know who's creating all of these narratives. Here's a brand new one for you. New details emerge in unexpected death. A 44-year-old Texas pastor, Brian Dunigan. Should we play stupid, friends? Should we play ignorant as to what's going on? I highlighted this over the last week for a moment. Sean Barber, Canadian world champion pole vaulter, he dies at 29. Should we continuously play stupid, folks? Should we continuously give ourselves over to those that are driving the propaganda? Oh, they don't matter neither. And one of the things that I continuously tell all these useful idiots that are constantly targeting my ministry under their own demise, apparently they didn't understand, touch not mine anointed, that applies to them. For it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. Folks, do you understand that all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction? Well, here's a prime example of that. We have a journalist who tried to cancel Novak Djokovic for being unvaccinated. He collapsed and died suddenly at the Australian Open. How much did they care about this guy? They didn't care about him. He was just a useful idiot, right? And look what's happening, friends. I mean, folks, this government, if it's not illegally sanctioning the murder of the murder of innocent babies into the womb, the equivalent of 70 million babies, 18 states, equivalent to 18 states and their populations, folks, I'm telling you what, they're trying to get you, and many did believe, not more than not, but the point being made is the fact that they're trying to tell you that it's for your good to get these experimental shots, but you didn't pay attention to the fact that they're the ones illegally sanctioning the murder of their own children. No, let's put two and two together. See the correlation? Yep, I do too. Look at this. In the state of Minnesota, Alpha News just highlighted this. These people have a fetish with death. Okay? In Minnesota, a House advanced radical assisted suicide bill. Do these idiots, because that's exactly what they are, stupid, they are not naive, they are purposely and willfully ignorant of what's going on around them, do they not realize that they are going to fall and they are falling into the very holes that they themselves have dug? I mean, this is insane. In Minnesota, they're advancing a radical assisted suicide bill. Oh, my goodness, folks. Haven't you seen what's been going on here? All these new buildings being constructed for all these illegals flooding into America? What do you think they're going to do with you, guy? If you can look at sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, he's a white male. You can't make it up. Mike Freelberg. You just can't make it up. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You did see this, did you not, friends? This is brand new. ZeroHedge.com. The CDC drafted alert for myocarditis and COVID-19 vaccines, but never sent it out. Wow. Man, it's amazing how they can just go ahead and do what they want to do without consequence. And who gives them just permission to do that? The American people do by standing down. Look at this one. WEF bureaucrats demand right to euthanize children for their own dignity. Oh, my goodness. How come they're so emboldened, Americans? How come they're so emboldened? And simultaneously, while all of this is going on, you've noticed the censorship, right? You've noticed how the narrative has been just driven in favor of these experimental jabs that have been responsible for the genociding of millions of people across the country. You've noticed the censorship, right? You noticed the case in Missouri versus Biden, how the federal government is colluding also with the likes of other organizations, the Pentagon, NewsGuard, who sold you as conservatives. Isn't it interesting how they're all colluding to, along with Facebook, Twitter, and the list goes on, of silencing opposition to the experimental jab? Oh, it didn't stop there, friends. I wanted to highlight this, too, adding fuel to the fire and adding insult to injury. Court now rules law enforcement can retrieve text messages stored by your car anytime. And you also, I'm sure, took notice due to the fact that we see that with Verizon, now they can go ahead and tell you what you can text and what you can't text. And if you text certain things, we're going to go ahead and we're going to fine you. I'm not making any of this up, folks. I don't know how you could make this up. Hey, folks, whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. Ben Franklin, we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential campaign is shifting to South Carolina.
The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire were really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
Nikki Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election.
Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
By the way, guys, really quick, and again, this is live radio shooting from the hip here. If you guys want to know why these, because there's no difference between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, and there's no difference between him and Vivi and Ramsamy and all these other clowns. They're all globalists. And if you just pull the curtain back on every one of them, you're going to understand why they're in the race. For example, Nikki Haley, you know why she's going to continuously keep going on here? Because she's making millions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at this right now. The big picture, Haley has raised more than $4 million on an online grassroots donation since New Hampshire. You know what she raised the most? When Donald Trump went after her. Nikki Haley raises $4 million over unhinged Trump comments. Do you not understand, folks, the powers that are tolerated, go ahead and put them in the field as actors, the clowns in the circus of politics, go make some millions. Go ahead, let's just throw her in there, she can handle it, let her stay in there, everybody knows who she is, it doesn't matter, all of our networks are going to keep the cameras on her, and now Donald Trump, and forget about all the other ones, the thousand other presidential candidates, and we're going to just keep driving those two, and let them make their money, this is their payday, go ahead and let them do it. And people that think Donald Trump's under attack, you've got to be kidding me. Now his assistant just got thrown in jail, and everybody's in jail except Donald. You know, Donald's made over $144 million off of his worshipers to do more of the same to them. And it's the just recompense from heaven upon them for serving the arm of the flesh. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We have Joni calling in from Georgia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Joni. What say you?
What I say is all these euthanasia laws, it's nothing but murder laws. If you assist somebody with suicide, you are really committing murder. And all this does is it opens the door. They say, well, if you're terminally ill, we're going to help you to ease everything for you. Well, that's how it starts. Then it goes to target those that they just want gone. And they start using it as a medical treatment.
Yep.
And that's where this all leads. You know, they're already murdering babies in the womb. Now they're going to hit the other end of the spectrum, and pretty soon it's going to be just anybody that they feel needs to be out of the way and say, hey, have you ever thought about assisted suicide?
Yep.
When it's really, they should just say that this is just murder.
Joni, I got a question for you. So what do you think of all the people in America that think that Adolf Hitler was so bad because he was the one that was accused of genociding through the Holocaust 11 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies? What do you think about the comparison between Germany back in the 30s and the American people rolling over in the face of a few in government illegally sanctioning the murder of over 70 million babies? What are your thoughts when I ask you that question?
Okay, well, let me just put it this way. Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger on anybody.
That's
Adolf
right.
Eichmann made the trains run on time. It was all the people down below that said, I was just doing my job.
Amen. Amen.
That's what it was. So, people, stop working at Auschwitz.
That's right. Absolutely. I totally appreciate you, Jonah, and I hope things are going well there. Yep, thank you, ma'am. I totally appreciate your comments. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We have another call. GCN, I'm waiting for that name, please, really quick so I can pull them up. In the meantime, in waiting for the next caller, I wanted to remind everybody as to, again, go ahead and look on the screen if you can. If not, I'll go ahead and paint the picture for you. Adolf Hitler used to have these massive rallies because he wanted to belittle his opposition, which was more than his support. Okay? Again, just so you understand that. How did the people of Germany look at Adolf Hitler? Listen carefully, America. Keep in mind it was a republic. Also keep in mind Adolf Hitler's slogan was making Germany great again. Did you know that? Make Germany great again. That was the slogan. This is how the people in Germany, his supporters, right, looked at Adolf Hitler. This is Louis Solmitz, a Hamburg school teacher in 1932, that said this is how the people of Germany looked at Adolf Hitler. Tell me if you see the parallel. How many look up to him with touching faith as their helper, their savior, their deliverer from unbearable stress? Can anybody kind of identify that in parallel as to what we're seeing in the present concerning what took place in the past? Yeah, me too. I thought so. We're going to take in Rico from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What do you say, my friend?
I just have to say, I was reading Revelation right before the show came on, and Revelation 9:20-21 calls out Trump so hard. It amazes me that he has worshipers still. He's unrepentant for everything, calls himself the father of the vaccine. It is just amazing. I just wanted to say that.
Absolutely. I totally appreciate it, my friend, and thank you for the comments. I'm going to piggyback off of what you just said here really quick. If you want to call in, folks, please do, 1-866-582-9933. The Bible says clearly in 1 John 1:8, if we say that we have no sin, remember Trump said he never had anything to repent for because he never did anything wrong? He said, Scripture says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Wow. That's amazing. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and his word is not in us. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen to this carefully. I'm going to start back. Let me go back. I'm going to go all the way down here. Listen carefully. And I want you to listen to what I'm about ready to highlight here. In 1972, March 14th, New York, 10 members of a local mosque phone in a false alarm and then ambush the responding police officers, killing one. 1972 in New York. Okay? 1973, January 19th, Brooklyn, New York. Muslim extremists rob a sporting goods store for weapons, gunning down a police officer who responds to the alarm. Wow. I'm thinking of that guy from England who they put up as well, but he was a globalist, Winston Churchill. He said, the Muslim religion is like rabies in a dog. Here, let's keep going on here, okay? That's what Winston Churchill said. 1973, July 18th, Washington, D.C., the Nation of Islam members shoot 7 members of a family to death in cold blood, including 4 children. A defendant in the case is later murdered in prison on orders from Elijah Muhammad. Okay, now I want you to see this. And again, if you can't, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com. These are all the crimes that have been committed since the 70s by Muslims in America. You seeing this? Just wanted to make clear that y'all could see this. Still scrolling. Okay, in specificity, these are crimes of the Muslims against the American people. Okay? I'm still scrolling. Okay? These are crimes that you heard independently. You didn't hear these thrown together, friends, so you could understand the threats within, not without. Okay? I'll go all the way up to 2017. 1031, which is October 31st in New York, a radicalized migrant runs down 8 innocent people on a bike path while praising Allah. How prevalent is this becoming in America? Again, why the suffrage, Americans? The law stands against all of that which is taking place here. Okay? You are very well aware of the fact that the number of mosques in the United States has jumped up 74% since September 11th, right? Okay. So the U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. And you do, again, understand, I hope that you all the well understand why they hate your guts. It's because of what you've allowed your said representatives to do to their countries. Okay? And then what I have here is a bunch of quotes from the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, because you got to understand something, folks. When you see these people coming from the Middle East and they have their garb on, it means they're here to conquer. John Guandolo said that the Muslim mosques are military bases. Okay? Again, I just want to make clear that you all understand what's going on here. And why am I bringing this up? Well, I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to show you why I'm going to bring this up, because this is happening in America over the weekend. Once again, Ilhan Omar delivers. In the clip that you're going to listen to, the Somalian Congresswoman Ilhan Omar has been caught off guard telling Somalians in Minnesota that her number one job is to protect the interests of Somalia. Okay? Now, you got to keep in mind, Ilhan Omar doesn't have the support of the Somalians in Minnesota. They hate her guts. We played the video for you before when she comes out on stage, how they all booed her down. She doesn't have the support of the Somalian people, but yet she's there in the 5th District in northeast Minneapolis, which that whole area belonged to a bunch of Polish people. They've been colonizing since the 1990s. I'm going to get into more detail on the other side of this. Roger, hold up with me. I'm going to take your call, and then I'm going to play this video from Ilhan Omar. And you can all throw your hands up in the air and say, well, why is she there then? She's planted there, friends, by the CIA. She's been planted there to do the things that she's doing, and that is what I will highlight in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm from Minnesota. People on live chat asking the question, where's this guy from? From Minnesota. So I'm in the heat of it, right? Minnesota's just as bad as that of Michigan. And what they're trying to do, what they're trying to do in Wisconsin, too, as well as in California. They're trying to colonize, as a matter of fact, the said treasonous governor here in the state of Minnesota, and Keith Ellison, who happens to be from Michigan, a traitor to his God and his country and his own people, obviously, they're appointed to be there. And nobody likes Keith Ellison. They hate his guts. He was completely denounced by the police commissioner, but yet somehow or another he's put into position to go ahead and attack the people in the state of Minnesota, along with Tim Walz. Apparently Americans have forgotten about voter fraud. Because it's not the people that voted these people in. They're criminals. They're attacking the people in Minnesota. So much so, they said that they want 200 to 300% more Muslims in the state of Minnesota. Why? Why are the borders open? Why are they alluring them in? Oh, the list goes on. But let me go back and show you this. And I see you up there, Roger, but you're going to have to give me a minute, okay, because I want to finish this point. I want you to see this. This is Ilhan Omar, promoted by the mainstream media. I believe they even made her the person of the year. That was Time Life magazine. In the state of Minnesota, they hate her guts, literally. Okay, she's not there by the vote of the people because the Somalians hate her guts. Okay, for the sake of showing you, because people accuse me of things all the time that I don't say, that's why we always play it for you where it can come out of their own mouth to prove the point, or you can see the video or the eyewitness or the person or whatever the case might be, and in some cases themselves. Listen to this. This is Ilhan Omar appearing at an event in Minnesota with the Muslims. You tell me if they love her. I thought she was there because the people from the 5th District want her there. Why are they shouting her down? I'm just kind of curious. Oh, and it goes on for a couple minutes. I thought they loved her. I mean, that's what they're selling to the people in the state of Minnesota. They love her. No, they don't. She's an absolute... There's nothing there. She's an empty outfit. And I've said this before. She's stupid as a rock. She's just doing what she's told. I'm going to show you the video in just a moment, okay? I want you to understand Ilhan Omar has been put into a position where it wasn't the Somalians that voted her in Northeast Minneapolis, because they don't support her. She's a foreigner who's been planted in spite of her crimes that have been exposed continuously in the face of the people of the state, and yet she remains. Do you remember Judicial Watch filed an ethics complaint against Ilhan Omar with House over immigration, marriage, tax, student loan fraud? Okay? Also interesting to note, she was the one that wanted to go ahead and get benefits for Muslims that leave South Minneapolis to go on the behalf of ISIS in other countries, which is another CIA creation. And if anything happens to them in the process of warring on the behalf of ISIS, the family should receive insurance benefits. This is Ilhan Omar. Are you going to tell me anybody with just an iota of common sense is going to vote somebody like this in? And going back to the Somalian people here in the state, they know that they're being used by Ilhan Omar. Okay, they already know that. And so just leading up, she also married her brother. You know this, right? Everybody knows this. But yet she remains. And no matter what she does, somehow or another, it just doesn't stick. Isn't that amazing how that works? Yeah, it is. And we're in it right now. What I want you to listen to, it's 3 minutes and 18 minutes. I'm sorry, 3 minutes and 18 seconds. I want you to listen to this. And then I'll take this next call. This is a said Minnesota representative that was voted in by the people. And I'll do my best to read along with it, okay? This is Ilhan Omar. And she thought she was off the grid, so she could go ahead and say whatever she wanted to say. We as Somalians, we love each other. This is Ilhan Omar. There are areas of friction and that led us to kill each other. But in reality, we are an organized society. Okay, brothers and sisters, does this sound like an American, by the way? Okay. Does this sound like they're here to assimilate? Does it sound like she's here to represent the people of the state of Minnesota? Okay. People of the same blood, brothers and sisters, she said. People who know they are Somalians first. Muslims second, who protect one another, come to each other's aid and to the aid of other Muslims too. A couple of days ago, we heard some people who call themselves Somalis. Okay. Does this sound like a representative from the United States of America? Just asking. Okay, she's talking about stuff going on over in the Middle East, which has nothing to do with representing Americans. And anybody that agrees with her understand they're political people, so they're all bought and paid for. They wanted to know what the U.S. government could do for Somalia. Again, this is Ilhan Omar. And she's saying to the American government, they will do what we want and nothing else. She's speaking of the American government. They must follow our orders, and that is how we will safeguard the interests of Somalia. This is Ilhan Omar in America. Our government must follow orders. We Somalians must have that confidence in ourselves that we call for the shots in the United States of America. We live in the U.S., pay taxes in the U.S., and have a real voice. This is where our daughters in Congress to represent your interests, right? Somalia will never be in danger. Its waters, Indian Ocean, will not be stolen by Ethiopia or others. She's playing a very dangerous game, is what she's doing. Sleep in comfort. I'm here to protect the interest of Somalia from the inside the U.S. system. Wow. That's half of it. And that's all I have time for. I'm going to post that tomorrow. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I believe Tim already highlighted the article in the video for you to see for yourselves. This is happening in America today. This is not representation of the American people in any sense of the word. Just ask Ilhan Omar. We got Roger calling in from West Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have about 2 minutes, Roger. It's all yours.
Yeah, Bradley, you and Tim, I'm just thrilled that you guys are doing what you're doing, and it gives me the opportunity to try to direct churchgoers. That's who I'm trying to reach right now. I'm wondering if that's a lost cause. But what I'm finding out is when I talk to them and try to get them to unplug from the voice of the world, notice I don't say the media, the voice of the world, and look at what you guys are doing, it's just like they don't care. They don't care. And I have to wonder, a brother in Christ once shared with me, and maybe this is true, he said the true opposite of love is action. Maybe that's it. I don't know, but it's very frustrating. And then I what I hear in prayers, just, I want to cringe, where they'll pray, they pray for leaders and our rulers.
Yeah.
And I'll go up to them and I'll say, could you show me where in the Constitution we have rulers or leaders? I mean, it's really frustrating.
But yeah, anyway, it is, isn't it? Yeah, it's very frustrating, Roger. That frustration that you feel is the way that I have. You got to walk through it. You got to walk right through it. You got to keep following the Lord. Those that will hear, let them hear. Those that refuse, they do it to their own demise. It's not like we applied for the job. It's not like we're trying to get something out of the deal. We're just trying to warn them and blow the trumpet. Ezekiel 33, verse 3 through the end of the chapter. That's what we're called to do. We can't do anything more than that, Roger. If they want to go ahead and make their bed, they're going to have to sleep in it. They may not listen to it now, but they will when it's too late. And that's on them, my friend, not on you or me, because we've been faithful witnesses to deliver souls, and if they want to refuse that, that's on them. Thank you for the call. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and they won't unplug. And what I'm wondering is
Well, let's get you tomorrow, my friend. If you can call in back tomorrow, that'd be great. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Safety.